Unfortunately, there were many crime stories this week. A Norwich police chief said conflicts between drug gangs are behind a fresh spate of stabbings and violent incidents. A vulnerable homeless mother has been targeted by yobs who set her sleeping bag on fire. And more than 11,000 people in Norfolk were victims of stalking or harassment last year. There was shock near Angel Road in Norwich when a bomb squad was called in and residents were evacuated for 4 hours. Here's Alison with the first of these stories.
Conflicts between drug gangs linked to county lines are behind a fresh spate of stabbings and violent incidents, a city police chief has said. Disputes over drug supplies and shifting loyalties between drug runners and dealers have spilled over into violence on the streets, said Superintendent Terry Lorden. The latest in a feud between warring gangs saw a teenager found with knife wounds in Motham Road on February the 3rd. Police investigations linked the stabbing to an aggravated burglary at a property in Magpie Road the previous evening. Superintendent Lorden said the incidents were very much linked to individuals that are linked to county lines. It's important for people to know that this is within the criminal fraternity, he said. It's people who are conducting criminal activity who are being targeted back and forth.
A vulnerable homeless mother of two has been targeted by yobs who set her sleeping bag on fire, and some people have even offered her money for sex. Sophie Smith, who is in her 30s, has spoken out after a string of terrifying incidents while she was living on the streets. She lost her home and two children 2 years ago on Boxing Day after finding herself no longer able to afford the bills. Miss Smith's life quickly spiraled out of control and she suffered a breakdown, and she suffers from both chronic anxiety and post-traumatic stress disorder. Having worked as a senior support worker for young adults with autism for 8.5 years, Miss Smith gave up her job when she had kids and went on to volunteer as a teaching assistant. It has proved to be a torrid lifestyle for her, sleeping in the doorways of vacant shops in the city. Miss Smith said, "I get robbed and I'm not used to street life. I'm not a fighter and I'm not very good at standing up for myself. As soon as people see you are weak, they see you as an easy target. Other homeless people target me. I've been accused of being an undercover police officer. I've been beaten up. And someone set fire to my sleeping bag last year. Luckily, there were no injuries."
More than 11,000 people in Norfolk were victims of stalking or harassment last year, making it the second most common type of crime in the county. The figure represents a 46% leap on the previous year and a nearly fourfold increase since 2017, following two changes to reporting methods which anti-stalking campaigners have hailed as steps in the right direction. The data from the Office for National Statistics reveals that stalking and harassment is almost as common as theft in Norfolk, with the force recording 11,611 theft offences in the year to September 2021. There were 11,058 instances of stalking and harassment over the same period, up from 7,570 the year before and from 2,885 in the year ending September 2017.
Shock has rippled through a quiet cul-de-sac after people were escorted out of their homes by a bomb disposal squad. The unit from Colchester, as well as fire crews, paramedics and police, were called to Eglinton Mews near Angel Road in NR3 on Monday evening. They were called to the scene at 7 p.m. after a man showed signs of being overcome by fumes. The man was arrested on suspicion of making explosives, but following inquiries was de-arrested and no further action will be taken. The news bewildered people who were forced behind a 100-metre cordon for hours.